The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15 minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. At the LG Mobile World Cup Championships in New York City on January 26th, representatives from all over the world competed for the Guinness World Records title of fastest typing on a smartphone. The winner was Australia's Chong Kit Oh, who typed a 264-character phrase in 1 minute and 17.03 seconds. The characters had been pre-selected by Guinness World and had to be entered on a smartphone's QWERTY keypad. Crowned in 1945, less than a week after the end of World War II, Bess Meyerson was the first, and so far only, Jewish Miss America. There is one slot machine in Las Vegas for every 8 inhabitants. Oh, and by the way, it's also against the law to pawn your dentures in Las Vegas. The Mona Lisa has no eyebrows. It was the fashion in Renaissance Florence to shave them off. Tourists visiting Iceland should know that tipping at a restaurant is considered an insult. Just in case you were wondering, the name of Popeye's four nephews are Pippi, Peepie, Popeye, and Poopie. When glass breaks, the cracks move faster than 3,000 miles per hour. To photograph the event, a camera must shoot at a millionth of a second. It takes glass 1 million years to decompose, which means it never wears out and can be recycled an infinite amount of times. A human being can discriminate a thickness of as little as 3 microns between their teeth when biting. To illustrate how sensitively small this dimension is, consider that a strand of human hair is approximately 50 microns thick. The sweat of a hippopotamus is blood red. Although not truly sweat or blood, this secretion helps lubricate and protect the hippo's hide. More colorful still, the blood of a horseshoe crab is turquoise blue. Thomas Jefferson, as well as Thomas Edison, were both stutterers. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is your host, Factoid Fred, reminding you that as Mark Twain said, "A man who carries a cat by the tail learns something he can learn in no other way."